Hi, Dr. Michael Warren here, and welcome to Module 3C in the Jumpstart Your Practice online program brought to you by the Partners for Healthy Pets. In today's session, we're going to have some fun because we're going to map out exactly what you need to do to write for visibility. So let's go ahead and get started. Let's take two example articles that for all intents and purposes are equal in every way, except that Article B uses SEO techniques. So why is it so important to write with SEO in mind? Well, Article A will likely be seen by 40 clients, for example. But these are only members of your current practice that have been notified through social media or through email to come and read the article. On the other hand, the exact same Article B will be seen by those same 40 clients plus an additional 120 prospective clients over the first year, because now this article is also found within the Google search engine results. So just by adding the techniques that we're going to cover shortly, you can see the profound impact it will have on your new client acquisition rate and prospective client engagement. So let's get started with step number one, which is creating your keyword list. So to start with, you're going to need to brainstorm a list, essentially around permutations of vet plus your city name. We have to think like a potential client here and imagine what they would be using to type into Google to find a local veterinarian. The more densely populated your area, the more you may want to hone in on specific neighborhoods or other common nicknames. Another trick is to take some of these keywords that you've just brainstormed and to type them into the Google search bar. And what you're going to be using is what's called Google Suggestion. And let's jump over and take a look at that now. For example, I'm going to type in the words Vet Memphis. And you see the results in that drop-down menu. These are based on what people are actually searching for in your area. And these would be excellent permutations to add to your keyword list. And as you can see, some of them may be counterintuitive, so it's important to add this step. So between your brainstorming and Google suggestion, we are going to develop your list that should contain between 12 and 24 different keywords. And these are then going to be used within your schedule. And let's take a look exactly where. As we can see from this example, the keyword phrase is Seattle veterinarian. So for each and every article, you are not only going to have a topic such as changing flea season, but you're also going to have a keyword phrase that will be used repeatedly throughout the article, making the difference between your article being invisible to prospects and dominating the search engine results. Okay, on to step two. At this stage, we're going to look at the actual structure that you can follow each and every time you write an article. The first component is the title, and this must contain the keyword phrase you have already selected for this article in your schedule. Next, we must make a headline that also contains the keyword. And our objective here is to show Google that this article is an authority for the keyword phrase you have selected. And you can create any sentence into a headline within your website administration panel. And if you're having difficulty, just ask your web developer. The next component to note is keyword density. And this should be between 1 to 2% of the total words within your article. So for example, if you have written a 300 word article, your keyword phrase should show up about 3 to 6 times. And this can be somewhat challenging to work in Vet Seattle, for example. But remember, this is what makes all the difference in this article's visibility. So just try and do your best. Next, we have a link. And this should be at the conclusion of your article and actually contain your keyword phrase. And what I would recommend is that you create this link to go back to your homepage. I'll show you further details on this in a moment. Then we have length, which should be between 250 and 800 words. If you happen to have a long article, I would suggest breaking it up into shorter segments to correspond with this guideline. You'll just get more bang for your buck. And finally, we have tags. And tags are added within your website administration panel and are used by Google as a signal to determine what your article is about. So these should definitely contain your keyword phrase. If you're finding the tagging component difficult, then ask your web developer to make sure that this functionality is available to you. Now I'm going to walk you through the process piece by piece. So let's go ahead and write an example article together. So let's give our article a title, Flea Season Changing. So that's what we would naturally do, but now we have to add the keyword phrase. So we'll put a colon in, for example, and say by Vet City. And Vet City is essentially your keyword phrase. So if you were in Seattle, for example, this could be Flea Season Changing by a Seattle Veterinarian. So this is the title. Next, we have the headline, which should be similar to the title and also include the keyword phrase. So for example, it could be City Vet Discusses Flea Outbreak. So in Google's eyes, they can clearly see that this article is not only about fleas, but it's also about Seattle veterinarians, and it's going to rank it accordingly within the search engine results. So below the headline, we're going to have further content, and this content will contain the keyword phrase. And so this is our keyword density. And again, it should be between 1 to 2%. An important addition is to add a link at the end of your article. For example, we could say, need more info? Check a city vet. And the actual keyword phrase city vet should then be linked back to your homepage. Google uses links as a measure of authority, so it's important that your article has one as well. And the last component is tags. And you should be able to add these within the administrative portion of your website. And a good measure is to think of words that are related to your topic and that are related to your keyword phrase. So for this article, it could be something like fleas, city vet, which is the keyword phrase, dogs, cats, and vet city, which is a variation of the keyword phrase. So there we have it, a very mocked up article. Now let's look at a real example article with all of the important SEO elements highlighted. Well, starting at the top, we can see that the title contains the keyword phrase, Seattle veterinarian in this case. And moving down, so does the headline. The keyword phrase has also been repeated throughout the article, such as here, here, and here. A note on the keyword density, we can see that the word length is 375. So to achieve a density of 1 to 2%, this article should contain the keyword phrase between 3 to 7 times. And in this article, it has been used 4 times, so they are right on target. Right here, we can see the link, and this should guide visitors back to your practice's homepage. It not only is a great way to further the prospect's engagement, but it will also help your homepage rank for this keyword as well. Underlined here, we see the tags. These have been entered into the administrative portion of the website or blog and are intended to highlight to Google what this article is about. Now, this article will rank whenever anybody searches for fleas in Seattle or any other permutation of these words. And back to a real-world example, we can see the profound impact of this system, i.e., it enables you to dominate the search engine results. And this not only is good for your practice, but it's also beneficial to the public, as now veterinarians have regained their ability to educate pet owners. Even while accessing Dr. Google, they are still receiving true veterinary advice. This brings us to the conclusion of the content development portion of this series. In the toolbox, you will find an SEO structure guide that you can use as future reference when you are writing your own articles. Additionally, you will find the example that we discussed here. So I look forward to seeing you in the next module, which is all about social media. And in the meantime, if you have any questions, just email the address above and we'll point you in the right direction. And that is phpjumpstart@dvmelite.com. So we'll see you in the next module.